Welcome to the Strategize, Adapt, Overcome podcast, where we explore timeless strategies from Sun Tzu's The Art of War and how they can be applied to personal growth, life challenges, and professional success. Each episode dives deep into practical tactics for mastering self-discipline, navigating adversity, and achieving your goals with precision and purpose. Whether you're seeking to sharpen your mindset or learn how to adapt and thrive in any situation, this podcast is your guide to turning ancient wisdom into modern mastery. Tune in and start strategizing your way to a more empowered life. Are you ready to unlock the secrets of strategy and resilience? Welcome to a podcast that bridges timeless wisdom with today's challenges. Inspired by Sun Tzu's The Art of War, this show is packed with powerful insights to help you master self-discipline, overcome obstacles, and achieve success in every area of your life. Each episode is a deep dive into practical tactics that transform ancient teachings into actionable steps for personal and professional growth. If you're ready to conquer life's battles and thrive with purpose, this podcast is your ultimate playbook. Subscribe now and start your journey to strategic mastery. Today we look at Sun Tzu's lessons on collaboration. Welcome to another episode of Strategize, Adapt, Overcome. Today we explore one of Sun Tzu's most profound yet often overlooked teachings, the power of collaboration and how true strategic success emerges not from individual brilliance, but from the harmonious alignment of collective effort, the unity of purpose. Sun Tzu wrote, "He who is prudent and lies in wait for an enemy who is not will be victorious." But what happens when that enemy is disunity within your own ranks? What happens when the greatest threat to your success isn't external competition, but internal discord? The master strategist understood that a small, unified force could defeat a much larger, divided one. This principle extends far beyond ancient battlefields into every aspect of modern life where collaboration determines outcomes. Whether you're building a business, raising a family, or working toward personal goals that require support from others, your success depends on your to create and maintain unity of purpose. Think about the most successful teams you've witnessed or been part of. What made them extraordinary? It wasn't necessarily that they had the most talented individuals. Instead, it was their ability to function as a single, coordinated organism where each person's strengths complemented others' weaknesses and everyone moved in the same direction with shared commitment. The foundation of trust. Before any meaningful collaboration can occur, you must establish what Sun Tzu called the foundation of trust. He emphasized that soldiers must have complete confidence in their leadership and in each other. Without this trust, even the best strategies crumble under pressure. How do you build this foundation in your own life? Start by examining your own trustworthiness. Are you reliable in your commitments? Do you communicate clearly and honestly? Do you support others when they need it, even when there's no immediate benefit to you? Trust isn't built through grand gestures, but through countless small actions over time. It's showing up when you say you will. It's admitting when you don't know something, rather than pretending you do. It's giving credit to others for their contributions and taking responsibility for your mistakes. Consider your current relationships, both personal and professional. Where do you sense strong trust and where might it be lacking? Notice how the quality of collaboration directly correlates with the level of trust present. This awareness alone can transform how you approach building stronger partnerships with others. The art of strategic communication. Sun Tzu placed enormous emphasis on communication as a tool of strategy. He knew that unclear messages led to confusion. Confusion led to poor execution, and poor execution led to defeat. In collaboration, your ability to communicate strategy and vision clearly becomes the difference between a group of individuals working separately and a unified force working together. Effective collaborative communication goes beyond simply sharing information. It involves ensuring that everyone understands not just what needs to be done, but why it matters and how their individual contribution fits into the larger picture. When people understand their role in the bigger strategy, they naturally begin to collaborate more effectively. This means taking time to explain context, not just tasks. It means checking for understanding, not just compliance. It means creating space for questions and input, recognizing that the best collaborative solutions often emerge from the collective wisdom of the group rather than from individual insight alone. Practice this approach in your next team meeting or family discussion. Instead of simply assigning responsibilities, share your thinking about why these particular actions are important and how they connect to your shared goals. Watch how this deeper level of communication transforms both engagement and results. Leveraging individual strengths within collective strategy. One of Sun Tzu's greatest insights was understanding how to position different types of forces for maximum effectiveness. He didn't try to make cavalry function like infantry or archers perform like spearmen. Instead, he created strategies that allowed each unit to contribute its unique strengths to the overall mission. Your collaborative success depends on this same principle. Rather than expecting everyone to contribute in identical ways, effective collaboration requires understanding and leveraging the unique strengths that each person brings to the partnership. And this means getting curious about the people you work with. What energizes them? What comes naturally to them? What do they struggle with? How do their natural tendencies complement yours? When you understand these dynamics, you can create collaborative arrangements where everyone operates primarily from their strengths while covering each other's blind spots. The goal isn't to eliminate differences, but to orchestrate them strategically. The introvert and the extrovert on your team don't need to become more like each other. They need to understand how their different approaches can create more comprehensive solutions than either could achieve alone. Timing and coordination. Sun Tzu wrote extensively about timing, understanding that even perfect strategies fail if executed at the wrong moment or without proper coordination. In collaboration, timing becomes even more critical because you're coordinating multiple people's energy, attention, and resources toward shared objectives. Effective collaborative timing requires what Sun Tzu called reading the terrain, understanding not just the external environment, but also the internal dynamics of your team. Are people overwhelmed with other commitments? Is this a time when your group needs to push forward aggressively or step back and regroup? What's the natural rhythm of your collaborative relationships? You can develop this sensitivity by paying attention to patterns in your collaborative work. When do your partnerships tend to be most productive? What signs indicate when someone needs support versus when they need space? How do external pressures affect your group's ability to work together effectively? Remember that forced collaboration often creates resistance rather than cooperation. The art lies in creating conditions where people naturally want to work together because they see how collaboration serves their individual interests as well as the collective good. The dynamic nature of collaborative leadership. Sun Tzu understood that leadership in complex situations isn't static. It shifts based on circumstances, expertise, and what the situation demands. In truly effective collaboration, leadership becomes fluid, with different people stepping forward to guide the group when their particular skills and insights are most needed. This requires a fundamental shift from thinking about leadership as a position to thinking about it as a function. Sometimes you lead by having the vision. Sometimes you lead by having the expertise. Sometimes you lead by asking the right questions or by providing emotional support when others are struggling. Developing this collaborative leadership capability means becoming comfortable both with leading when your contribution is most needed and with following when others are better positioned to guide the group. It means recognizing that your ego's need to be in charge might sometimes conflict with the team's need for optimal results. Practice this by noticing when you naturally want to take control versus when you're genuinely the best person to lead in that moment. Learn to distinguish between your desire for influence and the group's need for your particular contribution. Creating sustainable collaborative systems. Sun Tzu was a systems thinker who understood that sustainable success requires creating structures and processes that work even when individual people aren't performing at their peak. The same principle applies to collaboration. You need systems that support effective partnership even when personalities clash, energy is low, or external pressures mount. What does this look like practically? It means establishing clear agreements about how you'll make decisions together. It means creating regular rhythms for communication and check-ins. It means developing protocols for handling disagreements constructively rather than letting them fester or explode. Most importantly, it means building feedback loops that help your collaborative relationships improve over time. Just as Sun Tzu studied each battle to improve future strategies, effective collaborators regularly reflect on what's working well in their partnerships and what could be strengthened. Consider implementing simple practices like brief after-action reviews following major collaborative projects. What went well? What was challenging? What would you do differently next time? These conversations, when handled skillfully, become investments in the quality of future collaboration. The ripple effect of collaborative success. When you master the art of collaboration using Sun Tzu's principles, the impact extends far beyond any single project or relationship. You become someone others want to work with because you make collaborative efforts more successful and more enjoyable. This reputation opens doors to opportunities that would never be available to you working alone. Moreover, the skills you develop in collaborative settings, trust building, strategic communication, leveraging diverse strengths, timing and coordination, these same skills enhance every area of your life. Your family relationships become more harmonious. Your professional projects become more successful. Your personal goals become more achievable because you know how to build the support systems needed to reach them. You also become a catalyst for bringing out collaborative excellence in others. When people experience the power of truly effective partnership through working with you, they often carry those lessons into their other relationships, creating positive ripple effects throughout their networks. Moving forward together. As you apply these collaborative principles in your own life, remember that mastery comes through practice and patience with yourself and others. Start with low-stakes situations where you can experiment with different approaches without major consequences if things don't go perfectly. Pay attention to your own patterns in collaborative relationships. When do you contribute most effectively to group efforts? When do you tend to withdraw or become overly controlling? What triggers these responses, and how might you develop greater choice in how you show up as a collaborative partner? Most importantly, remember that true collaboration isn't about sacrificing your individual goals for the sake of the group. Instead, it's about finding ways for individual excellence and collective success to amplify each other. When you master this balance, you discover that the most ambitious personal goals become achievable through strategic partnership with others who share compatible values and complementary strengths. Sun Tzu's greatest insight about collaboration was that victory belongs not to the strongest individual forces, but to those forces that combine their strengths most effectively. In your life, this means your greatest achievements will likely come not from what you accomplish alone, but from what becomes possible when you align your efforts strategically with others who share your commitment to excellence. The path forward is clear. Build trust through consistent action. Communicate with clarity and purpose. Leverage everyone's unique strengths. Coordinate your timing with wisdom. Lead and follow as situations demand. Create systems that sustain your collaborative relationships over time. Most of all, remember that collaboration is itself a strategic choice, one that multiplies your capacity to create positive change in your own life and in the lives of those around you. Until next time, continue to strategize, adapt, and overcome together.